Today, UK inflation falls below target, for now. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analysis. Well, this post covering finance and property news. Well, the UK CPI read for September 2024, as reported by the Office of Statistics, came in at 1.7%. which was below the Bank of England's 2% target and lower than analysts had been expecting. The Bank of England had estimated 2.1% back in August. On a monthly basis, CPI was little changed this September, down from a rise of 0.5% in September 2023. The largest downward contribution to the monthly change in the CPI annual rate came from transport, with large negative contributions from airfares and motor fuels. The largest offsetting upward contribution came from food and non-alcoholic beverages. Services inflation in particular fell significantly thanks to airfares and hotel accommodation being cheaper, coming in at 4.9% compared to the 5.2% read which had been expected. This all but locks in a further rate cut from the Bank of England when the Monetary Policy Committee next meets. The September read will also be used to set the uplift in benefits next spring, so they may well be lifted lower than expected. Looking below the hood, the news was not as strong as core CPIH, that excludes energy, food, alcohol and tobacco, rose by 4% in the 12 months to September 2024, down from 4.3% in August. And the CPIH goods annual rate fell from negative 0.9% to negative 1.4%, while the CPIH services annual rate fell from 5.9% to 5.6%. Core CPI, that excludes energy, food, alcohol and tobacco, rose by 3.2% in the 12 months to September 24, down from 3.6% in August. That's below its recent high of 7.1% in May 2023, while the CPI goods annual rate fell from negative 0.9% to negative 1.4%, and the CPI services annual rate fell from 5.6% to 4.9%. This shows services inflation is still stubbornly high. And the owner-occupiers housing, the OOH, cost component was an annualised 7.2%, and because of higher interest rates, was up from 7.1% in the 12 months to August. This is the highest annual rate since March 1992 in the constructed historical series. The OOH costs rose by 0.6% in the month, up from 0.5% in September 2023. And the Consumer Prices Index, CPI, differs from the CPIH because it doesn't include the contribution of owner-occupiers' housing costs, the OOH, oh, and also council tax, to the annual CPIH inflation rate. The OOH contribution rose slightly from 1.14 to 1.16 percentage points between August and September 24, while electricity, gas and other fuels eased slightly from negative 0.69 to negative 0.7. The overall contribution from housing and household services rose slightly from 1.1 to 1.12 percentage points. And ahead, energy prices rose by around 10% on the 1st of October. So that's going to put upward pressure on the CPIH series ahead. The falling trends in inflation can be seen across Europe and the US, although there are some differences in the methods they use to calculate those numbers. While the UK CPI is produced on a comparable basis with the EU countries, the United States Harmonized Index of Consumer Prices, the HICP, measure differs in some respects. The UK CPI inflation rate of 1.7% was above the first or flash estimate of inflation for France at 1.5%, and was slightly below the flash estimate for Germany at 1.8% in the 12 months to September. All up, the annual CPIH and CPI inflation rates landed at their lowest level since July 2021 and April 2021, respectively. And earlier data from the ONS showed that early estimates for September 24 shows that median monthly pay increased by 5.3% compared to September 23. Annual growth in the median pay in September 24 was highest in the wholesale and retail sector, with an increase of 8.2%, and lowest in the transportation and storage sector, with a decrease of 2.9%. Overall growth in pay is still running ahead of CPI, but the rate of growth is slowing. This suggests more pressure on services costs, which tends to have a high labour cost attached to them. But of course, it does mean that in real terms, people are still ahead, on average, just. The UK pound slipped against the US dollar, while yields on both the 2-year and 10-year gilts move lower after the ONS release. So overall, inflation may be down for now, but the pace of food price increases rose for the first time since early last year, while the costs associated with living in your own home grew at the fastest since 1992. For homeowners and those looking to get a mortgage, therefore, any prospect of lower interest rates will be certainly welcome. But the Bank of England will continue to be cautious ahead as they expect inflation to pick up again in the months to come. And of course, this is a million miles away from where the economy sits in Australia, with much higher inflation and wages growth still pretty anemic. Which suggests to me once again that the RBA has not done enough to crush inflation relative to the Bank of England. And that means that as well as issues in the UK, for many households, people in Australia will also continue to struggle for a lot longer, because at the moment, the settings are not going to crush inflation away as it has been doing in the Northern Hemisphere. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.